here's some general rules for cash flow forecasting. It's a macro analysis, so don't try and make it detailed. It's a macro analysis. The little things don't count. Don't worry about the details. Keep it as simple as possible. Use large components. Don't sweat the small stuff. I'm repeating myself here. The first 1 to 3 months is far more important than in reality. The first month is the most important. And then when in the end, we're going to want to stress test this cash flow. There are two stress tests that with regard to cash flows that are pretty standard. There's many, but one of the stress tests, after we do this likely scenario, and the cash flow we just did is the likely scenario, the stress test would be an isolated event where your credit union is experiencing a liquidity event, but you're the only one. Everybody else in town or in your area is okay. For some reason, could be any one of a number of reasons, you're having a cash flow event. You might just have a outstanding lending demand. That would be a problem. I know some of you would sacrifice a body part for at this point in time. It might be that you have a reputation risk issue. It might be that your field of membership is on strike, or fields of membership, or maybe your only field of membership, closed down and just went out of business. And so you're having a cash flow event that nobody else is experiencing. And so all of your resources, your counterparties, are going to be able to perform. If you have a line of credit, they'll probably perform on that line of credit. If you want to repo securities, if you want whatever you want to do, your counterparty will probably be able to perform. The second type of event is a systemic event where the banking system is collapsing and all of your counterparties and resources are struggling and you're on your own. Basically, your counterparties, your lines of credit are going to struggle to meet your needs. Or they may not meet your needs at all, or they may just be going out of business too, or they may have seen their examiners walk in and take control of the bank or the credit union or the facility, whoever it is. But the systemic event simply means that you pretty much have to solve your problem with your own resources. So basically, when we refer to stress testing, it could be any type of an event that you want to test, but the most common events for stress testing are the isolated event where you're the only institution or one of a few institutions that are having a problem, and a systemic event where the whole system is in trouble, similar to the way we were in September of 2008, and you're basically on your own.